the case of an Eved, you're also Chayiv.
For now, Mishnah can't bring any proof. Whether you be Chayiv on Karka or not,
you have no proof in our Mishnah.
You hold enough lamed ches on aleph on top. The Mor says the Mishnah Shavua tap ikod and ketsad ten li pikod and sheish sheish li biyotcha. So Mishnah says a few cases that if Reuven, one person comes, or five people come to the aid, to the shamer and say, we gave you something, and he swears back, no, you gave me nothing. So it depends how he says the loshim. If he says, I swear you gave me nothing, he's only chayiv one. But the Mishnah we had, Shavua shein lecha biyodi ein chayiv lachas. What about if he answers back, Shavua shein lecha biyodi v'loy lecha v'loy lecha chayiv lachas v'yachas. So it's a question exactly, when is he chayiv on everyone separately? How much does he have to answer back? So it sounds like this. Tana Rabbanim, klal ein chayiv lachas. If he answers back, I swear I do not owe you anything, so he's only chayiv one korban. What about prat? If he says separately, like the Mishnah says, loy lecha v'loy lecha, he swears back to these five people, I do not have anything of yours, and not of yours, not of yours. Chayiv v'kolachas v'yachas v'yachas Rabbi Meir. These are the words of Rabbi Meir. If you say the lashon of a prat, then you chayiv. But he does not say exactly what does a prat mean separately, and what does a klal mean generally. Rabbi Yehuda says, shavua loy lecha v'loy lecha v'loy lecha. If he answers back and swears, I swear I do not have anything of yours, and not above, ulecho, v'leilecho, v'leilecho, chayev akolachas v'yachas. He owes, this is called a prat. So mashmid is a machlokes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, that Rabbi Yehuda considers loilecho, v'leilecho, also considered a prat, that you chayev on each one separately. Rabbi Eliezer Weimer, loilecho, v'leilecho, v'leilecho, shavua, chayev akolachas v'yachas. You have to have the word shavua at the end. After you say, I do not have anything from you, and not of yours, and not of yours, and I swear, so if the shavua is at the end, that goes back to everyone separately. Then you chayev a prat for each one separately. That's Rabbi Lezer Shita. Rabbi Shimon Oimer, at sheyomer shavua lechol achas v'yachas. He says, no, you have to say the word shavua separately, teach one of these people, then it's considered like you made a shavua separately. But otherwise, it's only one big shavua, it's only b'chayif one shavua sapikotin. Omer Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. That was the machlokes. Kashar Shmuel holds, chlolei sh'Rabbi Meir is prote sh'Rabbi Yehuda. This is the machlokes. Rabbi Yehuda says the prate is with a vav. Loy lecha, v'loy lecha, v'loy lecha. That's considered a prate, that you chayiv each one separately. Rabbi Meir holds no. Rabbi Meir holds that's called a klal. Rabbi Meir holds if you say the word vav, ulecha, v'lelecha, v'lelecha, with a vav, that's called a klal. Then you said a vav, you and you and you, it's like one big shvua. That's all. So klal is Rabbi Meir. The klal of Rabbi Meir, that is considered the prota of Rabbi Yehuda. And klal is Rabbi Yehuda. What is the klal of Rabbi Yehuda? That's when you do not say the word vav. You just say loylach, loylach, loylach. So that's Rabbi Yehuda's klal. He holds since you just the opposite. Since you do not say the vav v'loylacha, but rather just loylacha, loylacha, that's called the klal. That's called one big shvua. That is protasher Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir holds no that if you do not say the vav, you just say I swear that I do not have from you. That's considered a separate shvua. That's called the prat. That's called protasher Rabbi Meir. So it comes out according to Shmuel, the machlokes is when you say back shvua loy lecha v'loy lecha v'loy lecha. What does vav mean? Does vav mean to say and? Does it say it's one big shvua? Or that's Rabbi Yehuda's svara? And Rabbi Meir holds no. That's Rabbi Meir's svara. That the prat of Rabbi Yehuda is the klal of Rabbi Meir. Since you say vav v'loy lecha v'loy lecha, that's called one big klal. And the other side is no. That's called the prat, and what's called the klal without the vav. If you say shavua loyloch loyloch loyloch, that's called the klal. That's the machlokes exactly what's called the klal and what's called the prat. That's the way Shmuel learns the machlokes. Rabbi Yechon, no, Rabbi Yechon says, Hakil Moedim, everybody agrees, the loy lecha shehu prat. If you say a vov, I swear I do not have from you, and I do not have from you, the vil loy lecha makes it separately, as if he swore to each one separately. So pshita b'chayiv, three or four kabonis, how many people there are? Le nechleku, where is the machlokes Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda? Le nechleku ela the loy lech. Without a vov, yeah, I swear I do not have of yours and yours in
not
yours. Right,
no,
not the vov, not the right, not the end. I do not have of yours, not of yours, not of yours. Loiloch, loiloch, loiloch. Shri meyer loimeh prat. Since you said separately, loiloch, 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 that's also called the prat. You meant to say each one separately. If you do amano, klal, that's called the klal. Since you did not say and you, and you, and you, just said you, 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 you meant to say one big shrua. That's called the klal, one big shrua that I do not have from any one of you. Now, if so, a zel klolish Rabbi Meir, according to Rabbi Yochanan, what's called the klal of Rabbi Meir? Like according to this, Rabbi Meir holds that whichever way you say it, loiloch, 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 or else viloiloch, viloiloch, they're both considered a prat. It's only Rabbi Yehuda that says that loiloch, loiloch is a klal. Since so, what is Rabbi Meir's klal? Where is there a case that it's only one big shvua? Shvua shein lochem biyadi. That's all. He has to swear back, I do not have of yours. That's one shvua. But as long as he says, I do not have of you and you and you, or else I do not have from you, 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 you say loiloch, loiloch, that's called the prat. The only klal there is, of course, Rabbi Meir, is the real klal, shvua shein lochem biyadi. Since the machlokes Shmuel and Rabbi Yechanan, exactly what does Rabbi Meir hold? Zemura says, "But my kamiflugi, what is the machlokes Shmuel and Rabbi Yechanan?" Zemura says, "But my kamiflugi, Shmuel daik mi brisa. Shmuel makes it yukim from the brisa. Exactly what Rabbi Meir holds. Rabbi Meir only holds without the vav is called the prat, but with the vav is called the klal. And Rabbi Yechanan daik mi masnisin." If you have a daik for our mission, not like that. That any type of loiloch, loiloch, viloiloch, it's all called protim according to Rabbi Meir. What's the pshat? Shmuel daik mi brisa. Shmuel makes the daik for our brisa. Me the comrades, the brisa we just had. Me the comrades, Rabbi Yehuda, viloiloch, protaheve. If Yehuda explains himself and says clearly, what's my prat? If I say viloiloch, viloiloch. Mechlal, that should be a proof to Shmuel, Rabbi Meir. He says this because he just heard from Rabbi Meir, not like that. The yama that Rabbi Meir holds, klala heavy, it's called a klal. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda comes to argue back on Rabbi Meir. The yama that Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda answers back to Rabbi Meir. That you say it's a klal, if somebody says shvua, shein lecho, v'loy lecho, v'loy lecho, that's called a klal, Rabbi Yehuda says back, no, prata heavy, it's called a prat. So Shmuel is medayik from our last brisa, that what Rabbi Yehuda is saying, he's coming to argue on Rabbi Meir. Meaning he just heard Rabbi Meir say, not like him, that it's called a klal, and therefore Rabbi Yehuda comes talking and says, no, even though he said, viloy lecho, viloy lecho, that's also considered a prat. So that's Shmuel's diyuk. For Rabbi Yechon omar, tavayil Rabbi Meir protevi. Rabbi Yechon holds no. Both of these two cases, whether you say loyloch, loyloch, or else viloyloch, viloyloch, they're both called a prat. You hide each one separately, according to Rabbi Meir. The Omele Rabbi Yehuda answers back like this. If you say Yevav, I do not have from you, and from you, and from you, that's called a prat. I agree to you. But if you do not have the Vav, you don't say and you, you just say I do not have from you, 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 that's called one big shvua. So that's Rabbi Yechon's deal. Now, Ushmuel says, Ushmuel, Adi Yoidilei Oiduya, like if Shmuel argues and says no, if the pshat is like Rabbi Yochanan, so why does Rabbi Yehuda say a case that he agrees to Rabbi Meir? He should have said the case where he argues on him. If there's a machlekes here, so then Shmuel should have said back exactly where he argues. According to Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yehuda should have, Rabbi Meir says both is good. So Rabbi Yehuda should have said where I argue, not where I agree to you. So therefore Shmuel says that he's arguing, because what you say is a prat, I hold is called a klal. For Rabbi Yochanan says no.
So that's why Shmuel is more medayik for now b'risa that it's mashm like him. That when Rabbi Meir says back, he's saying, Rabbi Yehuda is saying on what he argues on Rabbi Meir. Whereas according to Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yehuda is agreeing to Rabbi Meir. If he argues on something else, so he should have rather said what he argues on and not on what he agrees. Therefore, it's more medayik this b'risa like Shmuel. Now the Gemara says true, but Rabbi Yochanan daik v'maslitzin. Rabbi Yochanan makes his diyuk from our Mishnah. Me to come, Rabbi Meir. In our Mishnah it says, Stam the Tana Kama says, Shavua shein lechem biyodi klol hevi. The Al Bryce in the Mishnah explains, if five people come to the Shomer and say, we gave you something to watch, and he answers back, Shavua shein lechem biyodi, I swear that all you have nothing by me, that's called the klal. That's what our Mishnah says. If so, klalhu, mechlal, tibuvloi lecho, prot hevi. So it's mashma, any time you say, I swear I do not have from you, whether you say and you, or whether you say I swear I do not have from you, as long as you say loyloch, that's called a prat. In other words, the only klal the Mishnah has, if you say stam, shein lochem, mashma, as long as you say loyloch, that would be called a prat. So Rabbi Yechon is a medayik from our Mishnah, according to Rabbi Meir, any way, loyloch, v'loyloch, it's called a prat. Because if you want to tell me and think, v'loyloch, klola heve, that if you say, v'loyloch with a vav, that's also considered a klal, if so, adamash malon, shvua shein lechem biyodi. Why does the Mishnah only say the chiddush? The Mishnah usually tells us the biggest chiddush we could have. So why does it only say, Shavua Shein Lechem Biyodi, it's called a klal, Nishamina, and it should have said better, let us hear, Shavua Loiloch, V'Loiloch, V'Loiloch, Kol Shekein, Shavua Shein Lechem Biyodi. For sure I would hear that if you just wear generally, a real general Shavua, that Yoni Chayiv won. That's Rabbi Yechon's Diyuk from our Mishnah, that we may hold the only klal there is really Shavua Shein Lechem Biyodi. As long as you say Loiloch, Loiloch, that's called a prat. So Rabbi Yochanan has a good deal for our Mishnah. Or Shmuel, what does he do with our Mishnah? Or Shmuel Lama says this, Kol Oimer V'loy Lecho, according to Rabbi Meir, whoever says back, I swear I do not have from you, and from you, and from you, you should know, Kol Oimer, it's as if, Shavua Shein Lechem Biyodi Dami. It's the same thing, because the Mishnah is just saying the general rule, that whenever somebody answers back, even though there are five people asking you for the Pikodin, if you answer back generally, Shavua Shein Lechem Biyodi, Yoni Chayiv won. That's what the Mishnah says. What does the Mishnah mean to say? That anything that means a klal, even a v'loy lecho, v'loy lecho, v'loy lecho, also means a klal, Yoni Chayiv won. Because the Mishnah is teaching us this chiddush, that if you answer back with a lashon of a klal, Yoni Chayiv won. I would have thought maybe even with a klal, you chayiv five. Because there are five different people here asking you for the bikodin, and you're swearing really false to all five of them. So there's only one chiddush in the Mishnah. So as long as you do not speak out clearly, each one separately, it's only considered a klal, and you only chayiv one. So Shmuel could get away from our Mishnah also. Tanan, learn like this. Loiloch. Tanan, loiloch, v'loiloch, v'loiloch. That's what we say. That's what we said in the Braisa.
We are dealing here with wife.
Tanan, learn like this. It says clearly, loy lecho, v'loy lecho, v'loy lecho, that's called a prat. She says back to me, loy loch. No, you have to learn the word loy loch. If you hold v'loy lecho, it's called the klal according to Rabbi Meir, and here it's a prat. So you have to say back, learn in our Mishnah. Do not say the prat is loy loch v'loy loch, but it's according to Shmuel according to Rabbi Meir, that's a klal. So rather learn loy loch without the vav. That's called the prat. Tarshema, learn like this. It says still in the Mishnah, Tain leap to Kodin, which assumes Yad the Gezlib Aveda. Reuven comes over to the Shomer and says, listen, you have of mine a Pikodin, and I lent you money, and you stole something from me, and you have my Aveda, give all four back to me. And he swears back, I do not have this. So Tani again, learn back, Shishumas Yad Gezel Aveda. And our Mishnah says it with the Vav, Ushishumas Yad, the Gezel. So Mashmah, that's also called the Prat. So he answers back, no, according to Shmuel, according to Rameya, it has to be without the vav. He's not answering back, ooh, but just some I swear I do not have, a shumasiyad, gezel b'aveda. Toshma, come in here. Tein li chitim usayrim v'kusmin. give me wheat, barley, and stelt you have of mine. So it says clearly, ooh. And he swore back also, I swear I did not have chitim, and sarim, and kusmin. And it says it's called a prat. And according to you, Shmuel, according to Rameya, that's called a klal. So Mara says, Tani, sarim, kusmin, true, take out the vav. So Mara asks the question, what's going on here? V'atana kol hochi, shabish. The Tana says so many times, the vav, vav, vav. And you're telling me now, yeah, according to you, Shmuel, take it out. How many mistakes can a Tana make? You can make one mistake, two, but three times. Not mistavel like this. So yeah, kol heicha shibish tani v'yozel. Like, as we keep on going on making mistakes, it's not mashmalot Yishmuel. Ella rather Gemara says true. Hamani Rebbe. I tell you, our Mishnah goes according to Rebbe. Our Stam Mishnah is not Rebbe Meir. The Rebbe made up the Mishnah. The Omar that Rebbe holds loishno kizayis kizayis. Loishna kazayis u kazayis. Nenachnami. So machloikas the Gemara Kedushin Gemara and Zvachim really. When a person says kazayis u kazayis by a machshavas pigul by the avoida, when he has a machshava the first kazayis, then the second kazayis he changes around his machshavas, whether it's pigul or stam yotzei. So it's a machloikas over there. So Rebbe goes according to that shita that there's no difference whether you say kazayis kazayis or kazayis u kazayis. Both are prata heavy. Senachnami, our Mishnah is not Rebbe Meir. Our Mishnah is Rebbe, that Rebbe holds, where if you, even though you say a vav, it's also called a prat. So then you do not have to change around our Mishnah. Shmuel says it in Rebbe Meir in the Braisa. Our Mishnah is Rebbe, not Rebbe Meir. Toshma, come in here. Midi day. Let's hear what Rebbe Meir himself said. Toshma, midi day. Rebbe Meir, remember, Rebbe Meir says, afilo chito saravakut vakusmois. Because sem es chayiv. That's what we may in our Mishnah. That even though you only answer back, or only if you have of mine a wheat, a barley, a kusemis, so I would have thought to say maybe you only means to ask for one piece. That's not a shem pruto you be part of. Kamash one yechayiv. But his lashon was chitu usar of a kusemis. You see, even though we said a vav, it means each one separately. And it says clearly chayiv a kolakas viachas. So Moses says here, no, it's only a one time mistake. Tni, learn this one time, chita sarav kusemis. Says so, maya filu. Like if it says clearly, this is a clear lashon of a prat. So what Rabbi Meir is chiddush then? What do we need them all together for? Amir Ravacha, v'rei the Ravika, afilu chita b'chal chitim. That's the chiddush. Even though we only asked you for one wheat, so it would be mashma chita one wheat. So then there's no taina of a shava pruta. You should be part of all together. Kamashmala, no, when he means to ask for wheat, he doesn't mean one kernel of wheat. He means to say the whole bundle of wheat. And Usaira Bikhlaw Sarim. When he says N.A. barley, he means no bundle of barley. The Kusemis Bikhlaw Kusamin. That's Rabbi Meir's Chiddush. That even though his lashon was, you have one wheat, one barley, he does not mean that. He means the whole stock of barley of wheat. Therefore, Yechai. So therefore, it's not a kashan shmuel. That's a machlokes shmuel and Rabbi Yechonon, exactly what's called a prat, what's called a klal. Tanan, learn like this. Tanan, pikadim shesumas yad gezel v'yaveda sheyesh lecha biyodi. Then Mishnah says, tein li chitim. What about if he says, give me wheat? Tein li, yetein li chitim usarim. So, Rabbi Yechonon, Pruta mikulu mitzarefus. Yerchan says, that's what our Mishnah says. If I come and ask you for wheat and for barley, so usually there has to be a tviya, at least on a shava pruta. Yerchan says, even though the wheat alone is a pochus mishava pruta, but you put together the two together, the chitim and the sermif together, the worth of pruta, then you be chayiv. Pruta mikulu mitzarefus. Or what then if he denies that he holds back? Could be even his kfira. That he said, denies, I don't have from you. If he says, I do not have a little amount of chitim and a little amount of this, together with what? Shema pruta, he'll be chayif. Pligi bo ravach ravina, says, machlekes ravach ravina. Chadoma aproti mechayif, akol eloi mechayif. That's what our Mishnah says, if he swears that I do not have loy loch, v'loy loch, v'loy loch, that we say, consider the prat, so let's say there are three protim. He says, I swear I do not have of yours, not the wheat, not the barley, not the kasamis. So question, exactly how many shvuas is this considered? Is it considered three or four? Because really he started out shvua shemlecha, I do not have. Maybe that's called a cloud. I first swear I have nothing of you. And then he's saying I do not even have, not even the wheat, not even the kasemis, not even the Asayrim. So maybe you chayiv four Shavuos. Maybe there's a klal and three pratim. Or else, no, we do not consider the klal, you're only chayiv for the prat. This is the machlokes. Pligi bo Ravach Ravina. Chadoma prati mechayiv, apololoi mechayiv. You only chayiv on the prat, not on the klal. Rashi says, Chadoma prati mechayiv, apololoi mechayiv. Chayiv akolachas viyachas, iktoni masnisin, chayiv sholish koma. Chodo achitim, vchodo asorim, vchodo kosemis. Abrabo loy mechavinin loy. Lemem, we should not say that Shvua Shein Lecho Biyodi. That's what he first said, I swear I have nothing of yours. Not even wheat, not even barley. So maybe the first lashon of Shvua Shein Lecho Biyodi, that should be Chodesh Shvua, Biyapin Nafshi. Shekol Albo, Ein Lecho Biyodi Klum. And then maybe because of Prat, Loy Lchitim Loy Chus Loy Sorim. No, that we do not say. That's the Smachloikis. Smachloikis Rabach or Ravina. Chadom Aproti Mechayiv Aklol Loy Mechayiv. For the Chadom, yes. Aklol inami mechayiv, yechayiv four shvuos, four karbonos here. There's first the klal, you swear you, I do not have of yours, and then you speak out clearly the three protim, that's like a separate shvua, so you bechayiv four karbonos. For the Mar Vatoni Rabbi Chiya, Harekan, Chomesh Esrei Chatoyis. Rabbi Chiya said there are 15 chatoyis here. The case where five people came to ask the Shomer for the chitim, for the sermon, the kasamas, they counted out, you could be chayiv sometimes with one shvua, you'd be chayiv 15 chatoyis. So, v'yemis, if you want to tell me that you chayiv four by each one of them, if so, five people, five times four, is eschun heaven. It should have been 20 chatoyis. So, according to Kasha, the man diyom, it says, you chayiv one for the klal. So, Mora says, hay tona de proti kachoshiv, the klal aloi kachoshiv. That wouldn't be a big kiddush. Rabbi Chiya is not coming to count up the klalim, that we know. He's coming just to count up the protim. How many chatoyis do you have of the separate prats? That you have only 15. The klalim loy kachoshiv. I, Votoni, Rabbi Chiya, Reikan, Eskrim, Chatoyis. I, Rabbi Chiya, did say a time that there is 20. So, okay, if he says 20, here's clearly a question on the one that says you put there on the klal. How do you have 20? There are five people of three things. So it must be the three protim and one klal. Five times four, you have 20. Samar says that he know this case of 20 was apikodon v'shumas yad v'gezliv aveda. When five people ask for four separate things. So that's how you have your 20, five times four. So you have no proof whether you chayiv on the klal also. Boi minei ravim rav Nachman. Ravi has a question for Rav Nachman. Says, hoyu chamisha toiv v'noisai. Five different people come to the Shomer and say, V'yomruloi, tein lanu pikodon, give us a pikodon, we gave you something to watch, which is shumas yad, you have alvor, a loan from us, the gezel, you stole from us five, the aveda, and you found a lost object that each one of us lost. So kids, the five people are asking for four things. Sheyesh lanu biyodok, we all have this by you. Omar liyechud mehen, he says to one of them, shvua shein lucha biyodi, pikodon, which is shumas yad, gezel, the aveda. So to the first one he says clearly all four protim. Then he answers back, v'loy loch, v'loy loch, v'loy loch, v'loy loch. The other four people he just says generally, I do not have from you, I do not have of yours, I do not have of yours. So ma, what's the locha? With his last v'loy loch, what does it mean to say to the second person, and you also not? And the third one, and you also not? What does it mean to say? Ma, achodu mechayiv is exceeded like a cloud, he's just swearing once, I do not have anything of yours, said the klal. True, he said, v'loiloch, v'loiloch, is each one of them separately. In other words, to the first one, pshit is chayiv four kabonis. Because he spoke out of prat, each one separately. Now the question is to the number two, number three, number four. When he says, v'loiloch, v'loiloch, true, he's chayiv each one, but maybe only one. It's a klal each one. Or maybe v'loiloch means no. Just like I swore to the first one on all four protim, I do not have. I mean to say the same thing to you also. I have nothing of